morning, if you have your Bibles, if you'll be turning to the 105th Psalm, that's where we'll begin our study in just a moment, Psalm 105. Good to have some visiting with us, and we're delighted to have you in our study. Encourage you to get your Bible and study with us. As always, we encourage you to take your Bible so that if you find I've taught something wrong, I stand to be corrected. I'm a man, I'm subject to mistakes, and I would make the proper correction if you'll bring it to my attention. In a few moments, we'll be standing and singing a song that's been suggested. If you've not put on Christ in baptism, all things have been made ready. Well, you could confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and be immersed into Christ for the remission of sins. Or if you've left the Lord and you need to be restored while we're standing and singing, if you'd make your way to the front and let your request be made known, we'd be glad to pray with and for you. In the 105th Psalm, if you would kindly read with me the first five or six verses. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing psalms to Him, talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name, let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face forevermore. Remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. O seed of Abraham, His servant, you children of Jacob, His chosen ones. One thing that really impresses me about the Old Testament and the men in the Old Testament is their tender feelings towards the God of heaven. And this is especially true when one reads the Psalms as recorded by David, Asaph, and others. You will find that they stood in awe of God and His Word. One could look in the 119th Psalm in verse 97, where the writer said, Oh, how I love Thy law. Or one could take the 63rd Psalm and look at verse 3, where the writer said, Thy loving kindness is better than life. I think from these scriptures, it is evident that they had a very close relationship with God. And at this time, it's my desire that we examine the attitude of the heart of the man in the 105th Psalm. Notice, if you will, in Psalm 105, the statement in verse 1, Make known His deeds among the peoples. I think we can see in the very beginning of this psalm that it is the duty of man, the man of God, to make known to others the deeds of God. The deeds of God refer to the many wonderful acts, the many wonderful deeds that God has performed in favor of man. And we'll come back to that later in our study, but I want us to stop and raise the question. How does one make known the deeds of God? How does one make known His deeds? Just exactly what is the way we make known the deeds of God to others? But you know, my friend, He tells us seven ways we can make known the deeds of God. Notice, if you will, in verse 2. In verse 2, He said, Sing to Him, sing psalms unto Him. Now, my friend, He said, Sing about the wonderful deeds that God has done. Singing was very important to the people of old as they would sing the praises of God. You remember the Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 2 is quoting the psalmist in Psalm 22, verse 12 or 22. But in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 12, he said, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of this assembly, I will sing praise to you. That is what the psalmist David said in Psalm 22 and verse 22. We see the picture of singing praises of God in the midst of the people. Under the old covenant, I recognize they had instruments, but we do not have that in the New Testament because there's no authority for it. But I'll tell you what we do have authority for is to sing praises unto God and to make known His deeds. In Ephesians 5:10 and Colossians 3:16, you remember that the writer Paul emphasizes that we are to sing and make melody in our hearts unto the Lord. I want us to recognize that there is more than just singing to be pretty. And I want us to recognize that we need to focus on the words and encourage each other to make known the deeds of God. Just a moment ago, Brother Travis led us in that song. He said, there is a God. He is alive. I'll tell you, my friend, that is making known the deeds of God. That is making known His power, His might, and His eternal existence. But then secondly, if you will, take note, if you will, in verse 2. Not only do we sing, but notice He said, talk of all His wondrous works. I can sing about His mighty deeds. I can sing of psalms about His greatness. But I can also talk of His wondrous works. And the psalmist said, talk about the things that God has done for man. Talk about the things which you are filled with. Talk to our families about what God has done. Talk to our friends about Jesus and His love. You know, it's sad if the only time we ever talk about the greatness of God is in the pulpit. I'll tell you, we need to be talking about God, and we need to be praising God, and we need to be making His deeds known among the people. But then if you take your Bible, look in verse 3. And in verse 3, notice a third way we make known His deeds. In verse 3, He says, glory in His holy name. I like that statement. He said, let it be known to the world that we glory in the God of heaven. In the book of Matthew and the 6th chapter, you remember Jesus is presenting the Sermon on the Mount. And in verse 13, Jesus says, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I want you to take note that the glory is forever unto God. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, Paul said, God forbid that I should glory in anything but the cross. Truly, I've been baptized into the Lord, and all the glory is to be given unto God. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, you'll remember that Paul says we're saved by grace. And he said, not of works of which we should boast, lest we boast in vain. He said, now we are His workmanship to what? Give Him glory. I want us to recognize in every act of worship, whatever it may be, the glory is to be given to God. And the writer in the 105th Psalm said, glory in His holy name. Give glory unto God Almighty. But then if you take your Bible, notice something else in verse 3. If we need to make known His deeds by rejoicing. Let the heart of the child of God rejoice that he is in a right relationship with God. There's no place for grumblers and complainers. It is a place to rejoice. God's people are to be joyous people. In the Philippian letter and the 3rd chapter, you remember when Paul is writing to the church at Philippi, he tells them that they need to rejoice. He said, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same thing to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. He says in the Philippian letter time and time again that we are to rejoice in the Lord. Of all people that should be rejoicing, it's God people. But somewhere we've let someone rob us of the joy of serving God. I think that many of our young people have looked around and they fail to see the joy of serving God because they look at some of us who are older and we don't have the joy. The secret of spreading the gospel in the very beginning of New Testament Christianity was the joy of serving God. You remember in Luke 15 and verse 10, it says there's joy in the presence of the angels in heaven when one sinner repents. There ought to be joy in our hearts that we have the gospel of Jesus Christ. There ought to be joy in our hearts when one comes to God. There ought to be joy in our hearts that we can be called children of God. And no matter the circumstance, no matter the problem, I have joy that I am right with God. And the psalmist said, rejoice. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. But then if you take your Bible, look again at verse 4. In verse 4, he's going to mention it two times, but notice the first time, he said, "Seek the Lord and His strength." We make known the deeds of God by seeking the Lord. This means to seek the strength of the Lord. And there are times when we all need the strength of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, when the Apostle Paul had the thorn in the flesh, he went to God three times about it. And you remember that God said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." God said to him, "I'm not going to take away the thorn, but I want you to understand, Paul, I give you the strength to endure the thorn." I would that when we understand, when we have burdens and trials in life, we need to seek the Lord. It was Peter who said in 1 Peter 3:12 that His eyes are over the righteous. So when I go to my God in prayer, I do not need to be anxious. I do not need to be downhearted. But I recognize God hears my prayer, and I'm thankful that He listens to my prayer. And though He may not answer it the way that I desire, I seek His strength. I love the statement there the psalmist said, "Seek the Lord and His strength." I can't go through life with just my strength. Sometimes I need the strength of the Lord to help me through. But then notice again that he says right after that, "Seek His face evermore." To make known the deeds of the people to the people, we need to seek the face of God. And the writer brings to the mind of the people, seek it forever. I'll tell you, my friend, we need to seek in His face in eternity. And we need to seek it while we live in this world, and we'll find it when we leave this world. We need to be people who seek the face of God. You remember that Moses saw the glory of God, but he was not able to see the face of God. And I'll tell you, my friend, none have seen the face of God and lived, but those who've crossed over have seen the glory of God. And they can rejoice that they are in the presence of God. But then, if you will, look at one last thing. And this is the seventh thing the writer of God tells the people they need to do to make known the deeds of God among the people. He says, "Remember His marvelous works which He has done." I like that. Remember. In 2 Peter chapter 1, when Peter was writing to the churches throughout Asia, you minor, you remember that Peter says that it, while he is in this earthly tent, his job is to stir you up by reminding you. Time and time again, Peter said, "I want to bring to your remembrance what the Lord has done." And I want us to think about that if Peter felt he had to remind them to remember, we need to do the same. And there are things that God has given us to keep us from forgetting. Things He instituted, like the Lord's Supper. We take it every first day of the week. We don't take it quarterly. We don't take it yearly. We take it weekly. Why? We need to remember. And we have the Bible. That Bible keeps us from forgetting what God has done. When we study the divine revelation of God, we remember the goodness of God. We remember His marvelous works. We remember what He accomplished through the cross of His Son, that we may have eternal life. We remember what He has accomplished in establishing His church and bringing people into His body. And we have death to remind. Death is a reminder that there's life on the other side. And I'll tell you, my friend, these things ought not ever be forgotten. The cross, the Bible, the death and burial and resurrection of Christ, and the fact that we too one day will cross over. You know, many people put statues up to remind them. We have statues of presidents, we have statues of generals, we have statues of people that are important. But I'll tell you something. We don't need a substitute, a statue of Christ. Nothing can ever be a substitute for the living to speak of His mighty deeds. What we need to do is be a people that make known His deeds among others. Amongst those who are outside the body of Christ. Amongst those inside the body of Christ. We need to be constantly reminding and stirring one another up about the deeds God has done. You want to know why there is a lot of apathy today? You want to know why a lot of churches are dying? You want to know why there's a lot of people out there rebellious and who reject God's word? Because the people who claim to be children of God do not make known His deeds among the people. And I'll tell you, we need to look at what we can do. We can sing to Him. We can talk of Him. We can glory in His name and rejoice. We can seek His strength and seek His face and remember His marvelous works which He has done. We need to make known the deeds to the people. Question. When you see what God has done and you see what He is willing to do for you to make you right with God, will you sing praises to Him? Will you glory in His name? Will you continue to seek His strength and His face? Will you remember what He has done to show you His love? What is it that would get your attention to see the deeds He's done for you? If you're here and you're not a child of God, our prayer is that you would accept the gospel call.